On 19th of February, we went to the Queen Elizabeth II Conference Centre in Westminster for a big rally that was organised by Grassroots Out. There were lots of people on the stage. Some of them came as surprise guests, others we knew about in advance. I was lucky enough to get a seat near the front so I could see what was going on. I think there were nearly 2,000 people there, so it was a really very, very big meeting, very impressively organised. The sound system, as you will hear, sort of seemed to come and go in places, actually. So my apologies for the fact that the sound quality isn't always as good as it could be, but you can hear the vast majority of what's going on here. Anyway, the first person onto the stage was David Campbell Bannerman, who is a Conservative member of the European Parliament, but formerly has actually been chairman of UKIP. So he's, you know, been quite wide-ranging around the political spectrum, but he's an absolutely solid Brexiteer, absolutely firmly believes that Britain should be out of the European Union. So he kicks things off. So it's David Campbell Bannerman first up.
Political Advisory Committee, David Campbell Bannerman, MEP.
Hey!
So we have no alternative but to pool and share our forces. These European events moves are profoundly dangerous and must be stopped in their tracks. The truth, then, is that the Council has handed yet more powers over to the EU. Powers over the UK economy. When will the people be told the truth? We are heading for an EU superstate, and Britain will have to pay to rescue those in the euro, even though we are not a member of the euro ourselves.
Well, Peter, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm delighted to be here. There's an amazing turnout tonight, thousands here tonight. Thank you, Peter, Tom and Kate, for your common sense and hard work in setting up GO. It's been a great success so far. You know, it's only been a few weeks, and here we go. Now, I'm David Campbell Bannerman, MEP, and I believe in taking back control of our country. We have a really brilliant lineup of speakers tonight, and what really matters is this is cross-party. We have Labour represented, excellent Kate Hoey. We've got Conservatives, fellow Conservatives. We've got UKIP. We've got some excellent experts from the trade union movement and from economists and all of that area. So we have an amazing cross-section tonight. And we have a surprise guest that is so surprising, I don't even know who it is. And by the way, if the lights go out, just follow this tie. Now, we've had a pantomime in Brussels, but now we have the real show here in London.
Yeah.
This referendum is a huge event in our national history. It is a momentous opportunity, the biggest political challenge of our lifetimes. Britain can recover confidence in itself, leave the shackles of the European Union, and become a self-governing, independent nation once again. Free to shape a bright and exciting future outside of the EU. And we will be big globalists, not little Europeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are declaring the Declaration of Independence for our country. Now, the inside, Remain, have nothing positive to say about staying in the EU. But the British people aren't stupid, and they won't buy these scare stories. You know, the Norwegian referendum, 1994, which no one, by 52% to 48%, you had all the same scaremongering. They said if Norway wasn't in the EU, it would lose jobs. Well, unemployment went down. They said investment would fall. Well, it went up. They said exports would fall. Well, they went up too. The stock market would fall. but it surged immediately after the vote. They said Norway, little Norway, would be all alone. It would be isolated. It wouldn't have a seat at the table. You've heard that one, haven't you? But now Norway is on most global bodies around the world. It has the largest sovereign wealth fund in the world, one of the richest and happiest countries on the globe. No wonder a recent poll found 72% of Norwegians are happy with their deal. Now today, we are united in one cause, and nothing should come between us and that great cause. Not ego, not ambition, not career, not party advantage, nothing. Because all of us here today put country before party.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as the chairman said, I was in Brussels this morning. And then rushed back here for various media interviews. And there we had the dodgy, first of all, we had the dodgy dossier, remember that, on the Iraq war. Now we've got the dodgy deal. And neither is clearly legal. And you and I know that whatever the drama we've seen over the last few weeks, this non-deal is feeble, worthless, and irrelevant. Nothing in this deal on cutting our contributions to the EU by billions. Nothing taking back powers over fishing, farming, trade deals, customs union, energy, environment, transport, tourism, social policy, consumer protection, justice, home affairs, health, culture, tourism, education or training. How about that? Nothing in the deal. They're all powers we've lost in whole or part to the EU, and they're not covered by this deal. The negotiations have been an illusion, a magician's trick. Nothing of substance will change. Nothing is guaranteed. None of it is legally enforceable or deliverable. This piece of paper, this non-deal, is an IOU. It's like a blank cheque, unsigned, undated, unclear, and forever stuck in the post. Now, I'm an MEP. As you know, and I can tell you the European Parliament, that federalist sausage machine for the European Parliament, would just love to overturn this deal after we voted to remain, if that's the case. They resent any special treatment. They see us all as one country already, all of us as EU citizens. That's not what we believe, is it?
No.
So forget this deal, it's irrelevant. The choice in this referendum is between superstate or sovereignty. And the political road to that superstate is paved with opt-outs, excuses, and political cowardice.
Yeah.
There is no reformed European Union on offer. And there will be no status quo either. Voting for Remain is a real danger to this country because we'll be signing this country up for 30 years at least. By then, will be a sad, overtaxed slave region in a country called Europe.
Yeah.
Now we hear of the risk of leaving all the time, but what of the risk of remaining? We face a common, thank you. We face a common welfare and pension system. You have French and German pensions which have trillions missing and that have to be paid for. If you have to share a pension system, you have to pay for it. What about harmonised higher taxes? They're already doing it in the Eurozone now. What about VAT on food and children's clothes? What about greater economic decline? The Eurozone hasn't been a great success, has it? What about higher energy bills to pay for those crazy policies? An EU single army to die for. They're really keen on that. Being laid open to millions more migrants from Albania, Bosnia and Turkey joining the EU. A common health system that threatens our NHS. And losing our special role on the UN. with our embassies and our influence withering away. The real choice, then, is whether we want to remain and sign up to a European country, this European superstate, or to leave and be an independent and governing nation again, self-governing nation again, reclaiming our national sovereignty. Now, people challenge us, well, what is your alternative plan, then, outside the EU? Well, in one sentence, it's quite simple. Britain will negotiate a great trade deal with the European Union because we are its largest single customer. Yeah. Jim, I call this WTO Plus. I don't want to get technical, but WTO is guaranteed because that's under World Trade Organization rules. That's the fallback position. But we can do better than that. We can negotiate WTO Plus. And Canada is about to get a WTO Plus deal with 99% of tariffs removed for non-agricultural goods. So we can do it too. And then we can run our country like Canada and Australia and the USA run their countries, restoring democratic control, economic control, and border control. Mm-hmm. That's one sentence. So to conclude, ladies and gentlemen, the choice really is superstate or sovereignty. And we choose sovereignty.
Yeah.
All of us here believe we'll be freer, happier and wealthier outside the European Union. Now let's declare our independence. Thank you. Yeah.